It seems like we are all still reeling from the earthquake in Haiti when the magnitude 8.8 quake struck late at night on Friday, February 26th in Chile. The quake and the expected tsunami were already headline news in the United States just as we were getting up. Civil defense authorities in Hawaii were preparing early for coastal evacuations.
Because they're not supposed to be there anyway. So, frankly, it is a mandatory evacuation.
We are now looking at a shot of Hilo Bay.
The warning system, in other words, was working well. In Sitka, the fire department had already alerted the radio stations of a tsunami advisory for the Alaskan coast. We confirmed the information on the website of the West Coast and Alaska Tsunami Warning Center and put a bulletin on the air. The tsunami was not expected to be very large in our area, a meter at most, so I was not surprised when at around 9 o'clock the warning center canceled the advisory. But it turns out the warning center did no such thing. It was a computer error. I spoke with the director, Paul Whitmore, about what happened.
Starting Saturday morning during the Chilean event, our web server was hit with an unprecedented load of information requests from around the world, and it was having a hard time to keep up with that, and people may have noticed a slow response. During the event, we worked with our web service provider to increase the responsiveness of the site, and while they did that for a short period of time, when the changes were made on that site, it pulled up an old message and posted that on the site. That may have led to some confusion throughout the state as to whether or not the advisory was still on or off. The old message was quickly replaced with the Chilean advisory information. So depending on when people were on there, they may or may not have seen that.
I was one of the people who did see the all clear, and I reported it on the air. And then a few minutes later, the correct screen was up, and we immediately backpedaled. But as I went back and looked at it later, I realized that the other product we get from the Palmer Center are email advisories, and those messages were correct all morning.
That's right. We put our messages out about eight or nine different ways from the center here. Most are text messages. About three or four are internet-based, as in email or RSS feeds. The only one that experienced that problem was the website.
Are you confident that if there's, and it's, I guess it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when there's another major event on the Pacific Rim, that the your website's capacity has been sufficiently increased to accommodate the increased traffic?
Yeah, the changes that were made that morning will accommodate very large loads again in the future.
That was Paul Whitmore, the director of the West Coast and Alaska Tsunami Warning Center in Palmer. Whitmore says that on a normal day, the warning centers in Alaska and Hawaii handle about 1 megabyte per second of traffic on their websites. On the day of the Chilean quake, that number soared to 350 megabytes per second.
You know, a lot of people called me minutes after it happened and said, should we be worried?
Sitka's Fire Chief Dave Miller is the chairman of the local emergency planning committee. In small towns, sometimes word of mouth is the best early warning system. Luckily, Miller has a few other sources to rely on.
It would come over the NAWAS telephone, the National Alert Warning System telephone. We'd get a fax on it. We got an email on it, and we were also contacted by the National Weather Service.
Miller says the National Alert Warning System telephone is located in the police department, which is manned 24/7. He even gets alerts sent directly to his smartphone. Miller says he never saw the false stand down, but he heard about it the same way everyone else did, over the radio.
I got the call sometime just after you guys said that, and I went online and saw that it was, you know, not canceled, because it came right back up. You know, it was only gone for just a couple minutes, and it came right back up. So my personal opinion was I was never really worried about the possibility of a wave coming at that point in time. You know, we were still hours away from any potential wave.
Miller says that despite the glitch, he's confident in the tsunami warning system. He suggested that someone from the radio station should head over to the fire hall during the next tsunami advisory to hang out and see how the system works at their end. Miller says not to expect donuts, though. His high-class firefighters prefer croissants. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.